teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love all that we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life's full of diamond rings.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm one of the hosts here, and the other one is out on the other coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez in California. How you doing, everybody?
California. I had the funny feeling this morning that you guys slipped off into the ocean.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Well, didn't you have an earthquake out there?
I didn't feel anything. Where was it? Was there an earthquake out here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't feel anything. Well,
yeah, it's the other fault.
It was up north.
Well, I don't know. It's the brother to the San Andreas that runs right through San Francisco as well.
And what was it on the Richter scale?
I think it was like 5.6 or something.
5.6.
Well, you guys have done a lot of work out there, isolating your buildings so they rock and don't fall down.
Exactly.
But I'm just wondering, if the earthquake is big enough, how long can a building dance before it falls over?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how those engineers do that, actually, and if they were putting that in their designs way beforehand, you know.
Well, they've come a long way, baby, because the last big one you had out there, I don't think there was anything left standing.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
These were wooden buildings that looked like a bunch of little matchstick boxes that were laying on the ground. But, they have come a long way. But I don't know. I mean, this would be like me having an invitation to move to New Orleans. And the Fed saying to me, oh, don't worry, the Army Corps of Engineers assures us that they're going to build dikes that are going to hold the ocean back.
Right, right. Yeah.
I would be sleeping with one eye open living down in New Orleans.
Oh, so I wasn't going to call you really late, but I did you see Ron Paul on Jay Leno last night?
I certainly did.
Of course, good. It was interesting following. He followed Tom Cruise. That was hilarious.
Perfect
timing.
I was going to say, I mean, why not? I don't know why Tom didn't stick around. Maybe Ron Paul's not his cup of tea. But I like what Ron Paul's developing a sense of humor, which he really needs. He comes across sometimes as way too serious. Mm-hmm. Jay Leno asked him, he said, do you think you actually have a chance of winning? And Paul's response was, well, there is that risk. Which was
interesting.
It tells me that he's taking this in stride. He is still surprised. When you hear Ron Paul speak, he tells the truth. He's still surprised that as many people are supporting him as they are. Because
I thought, but the thing I wanted to see if you caught is when he talked about the quote unquote funny money, and Jay didn't even want to deal with that. He just quickly stepped around that like nothing happened.
No, of course he doesn't, because Jay still has about another year and a half left on his contract. He's not He's not going to renew. He's going to be replaced by, of all things, Conan O'Brien in 2009. I guess Jay and his hefty little chin are going to ride off into the sunset, so he has more time to go play with his toys. He's made his money. This guy's got tons of money. I think he is seeking early retirement, and he's going to go the way of Johnny Carson, just kicking back and living life until we have to check out.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Unlike us schmucks down here in the trenches that have to keep plugging away every day.
Right.
But that's okay, folks. We do it because we care. We love our jobs. It's not a job. It's an adventure. It's even more than that. It's unbelievable.
Right.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Notice, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't come on this program to wish you a happy Halloween. This is the High Satanist Holy Day.
Yeah. Right.
And a lot of people out there, well, they just celebrate Halloween. You know, they're not Wiccan. And, you know, it's just a good excuse to throw around a bunch of teeth-rotting candy and have fun. I very rarely even mention Halloween except to do a story about, you know, the more negative aspects.
Bohemian Grove?
Yeah, whatever. You know, let's sacrifice some people. Let's burn a few people here. You know, no big deal.
Well, wait a minute. Rewind a second. I want to get your opinion on Jay's responses to what
opinion?
Ron Paul
opinion?
Was saying.
You want
yeah,
an opinion
yeah.
out of me? What do you think? I'm a talk show host? What, do you think I got an opinion?
But specifically.
What did I think specifically about what? Ask me the question again.
His question, I mean, his statements, Ron Paul's statements, because when I looked at Jay, he was very uncomfortable talking about some of that stuff. And usually what people don't know is any guests that show up on a big talk show like that, everything is cleared with publicists, agents, what they're going to say, and sometimes what even they're going to wear, and with yeah. producers as well.
Yeah.
And Ron Paul comes out. That's the first time I've ever seen Jay get uncomfortable about the
situation. I don't know that he was uncomfortable. I think he was being extra cagey and extra careful, because the impression I got out of this thing is mm-hmm. that these two were talking. They have talked in the past. I think mm-hmm. that I think that Jay Leno, I won't say politically he's firmly in his camp, but I think he likes the guy, and I think he likes his chances. That's the sense that I got. I mean, look, I've been watching The Tonight Show, my God, since Steve Allen hosted The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I even wrote a letter into Steve Allen, and I even got a response back, which was really amazing. But, yeah, I've been watching The Tonight Show since Steve Allen. Funny guy. I think he's even still alive, isn't he?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know.
Well,
I heard he passed away.
Really?
So I did meet him a while ago before.
That guy was so funny, he'd be funny after he was dead. But,
right.
You know, but then, you know, it was Jack Parr, and then it was, you know, Steve Allen, and then it was Johnny Carson for all of those years. My God, you would have thought the great American institution was folding up and going home, and then came Jay Leno. It took a while for Jay Leno to warm the audience up, but he's a genuine person. He's genuinely funny, and, you know, I think he was a little bit more politically attuned than Johnny Carson was. I don't think Carson ever went political on anything.
Right.
But the sense I got, that he wasn't really uncomfortable. He was more or less sticking to the agreed-to script. That's the impression I got. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't...
It's like so scary for people to talk about some of this stuff. I'm like, it's like, get over yourself. Come on. I'm like, to me, when I see these guys, they get a check because of people that watch them. And they get a check for entertainment. It's just, I just don't understand why they can't, Ron Paul has to go on a late night talk show when really he should be able to go on a network and be interrupted and really get into the meat of the issues rather than.
Sure. But you know, that's celeb world out there. I mean, Jay Leno isn't your hard charging, journalist, type of guy. I mean, he's got his opinions, but it's strictly late night entertainment. And it's really not.
He's still a person, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Person first, talk show host,
there you go.
In that order.
There you go. Yeah, and a lot of people have really come to like Jay Leno. They're going to miss him when he leaves. But Conan O'Brien? Oh, give me a break. I mean, what a goof. I mean,
he's got a big contract sitting in front of him.
He's got a big head of hair, too.
Right.
I'm sure that's going to be part of the contract. You must maintain my hair. But at any rate, we're going down the entertainment alley here. But, overall, I thought Ron was really relaxed last night. He was a little scripted himself. If you noticed his body language, how he parked himself on that chair, put one hand down and the palm on the back of the hand there. I mean, looked like he was posing there for a minute. It was tightly scripted, but it was good. And what struck me was, after that interview, Ron Paul is going to be getting more and more airtime. They can't ignore the guy anymore. He's climbing up in the polls. I'm glad you brought this up. You know, folks, we're thousands of miles away from each other, but what a segue. Do you have a camera in this place? Are you watching me right now? Okay. 8,132 subscribers. Now, this is from my friend. Thank you, Christine, for forwarding this over to me. This is a pledge drive for Ron Paul. And it's pretty self-explanatory. Please join us this November 5th. Remember the 5th of November. I like it. For the largest one-day political donation event in history, our goal is to bring together 100,000 people to donate $100 each, creating a one-day donation total of $10 million. And there's a website for this, folks. This November 5th, just like it sounds, this November 5th, 5th, there, .com to learn more. Donation day details. I made a short call to campaign headquarters to make sure they are ready for the expected surge in the traffic. They informed me that they have upgraded their servers and assured me that they are ready and happy to accept all donations. You all right there, guy?
Yeah. Just coughed up a lung. That's all.
Oh, no. Well, breathing that wonderful California air. All donations are to be made at ronpaul2008.com without exception. News, we grew by close to 1,000 today, and this came over to me on October 24th, so there was already people there, 1,000 of them. And there's a new graph on the website from Alexa. This November5th.com has surpassed Hillary, Rudy, Barack, and Fred in website traffic. One of our subscribers is working on a way to contact all the meetup groups to inform them of the idea. By the way, that was mentioned on Jay Leno. These meetup groups are popping up around the country, you know, 1,000 one day, you know, 1,100 the next day. You know, they're just popping up all over the place. By the way, during the Democratic debates last night, there were Ron Paul supporters there with Ron Paul signs. So
great.
The Ron Paul supporters crashed the Democrats. I just
good, good yeah. gun.
So I at like any rate, that's what's going on, folks. So by the 5th of November, November, remember the gunpowder and treason. November 5th, this November5th.com. Go check it out. You got $100. I don't care if you put it on a charge card. Who cares?
Right.
Put it on a charge card. Who cares? Because, well, which leads us into another segue here. I like this. This is almost like we mapped this program out. We have some good news here about credit card debt and who we're going to be conducting business through and to. I'm going to leave that up to you, what you want to say.
Well, I am going to probably John and I just got off the phone with a gentleman that's probably been dealing with credit card debt for 3 or 4 years, and I've been on the phone pretty much nonstop since I discovered that NAS had been sued, and they couldn't take in any more clients. And I spoke to several agents, as well as people that have gone through another program that all of you are going to be very, very, very pleased to hear about. And we're going to bring on the person in charge of that program. We're going to bring on some of their clients. We're going to bring on some associates that he's worked with to help you deal with the eradication of this particular debt or alleged debt issue so that you can move forward. Of course, that I don't know when we're going to schedule him on, but I'm going to let him do the speaking. Brad Daly is the guy's name. Great guy. And I think all of you are really going to enjoy what he is doing, and all of you that I've spoken to previously that have emailed me. I know I've mentioned something about putting an email out indicating a big change and something else coming. I'm waiting to do that. I'm getting some further information. Once all the ducks are in a row, you will all get that information, and we'll go from there.
I hear them
so
quacking.
It's good news.
I hear them quacking. They're not in a row right now?
No, I got one other thing.
Okay.
One other thing I got to do.
By the way, here in Texas, we refer to Brad Daly. He's a good old boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Alabama.
Yep.
And he knew about Larry B. Kraft, and he knew about Tommy Crier. And I mm-hmm. told him, I said, you know, both these guys are on the network. I said, I want to make this a repository of not only information, cutting-edge information, but also of cutting-edge solution. Now, the difference between NAES and this guy is that you'll never have to walk into a courtroom, folks. You'll never
That's
have
right.
to deal with an attorney. You'll never have to deal with any lawsuits. That all goes through Mr. Brad Daly, and the only thing that you enjoy on your end is a clear, fresh, big lungful of the monkeys
yeah.
off my back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for those of you that I've been talking to in the past, the word court has always popped up like you've already lost or there's something bad there, and you put a lot of resistance up with just me talking about that. But now you're not going to have to deal with that at all now.
That's right.
At all. And it's a completely different thing. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier.
And
all of you are going to be very pleased.
Yeah, and NAES, they were very good at what they did. Only they didn't, I don't want to say didn't have their ducks in a row, but there were areas that they wouldn't touch. That's why they did the school for the individuals. And it worked well as long as that individual followed instructions. Now, mm-hmm. James, I don't know about you, but I'm not real good at instructions. I only refer to instructions when I get stuck. You know, my
yeah,
ego
that,
tells
me. That whole thing, the reason it was a school is because of the issue with how should we say, practicing law and teaching law. That's why. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't have the trouble issuing there. But this method is far easier, and I know everybody's going to be very pleased.
Far superior. You know, my ego is such that I'm the kind of guy that will unbox the toy and try to put it back, you know, put it together myself without referring to the instructions. Mm-hmm. I take that as a challenge. But in dealing with situations like this, courts and lawyers and lawsuits, you don't want to go experimenting. And we've eliminated that step for you. More information on that as it becomes available. Folks, you're going to be real happy.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
I was in the conference room having a small conference with my sales staff, and I hear the bumper music, so I'm coming back down the hallway to get into the studio, and my board operator here says to me, she says, "Are you going to do some radio programming today?" And I said, "Well, that depends on how much you're going to pay me." She says, "Not very much." Now, is that a direct reflection on how little I pay you or what this program is worth? I mean, how long have you been here? How long have you been here? A month and a half? And you're taking that kind of liberties? What are you going to be like a year from now? Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, they're all ganging up on me.
Uh-oh.
I have to become a paranoid person. At any rate. Well, this should make you happy. We're developing more clients, and we're not having to do anything. They're doing it themselves. MasterCard today. Market is kind of, you know, they're hip-hopping around here. By the way, Bernanke should have made the announcement of whether, and I'll find this out during the next break, whether they're lowering the rates or not.
And that may or may not help, right?
That's right. We got to remember that.
Right.
Yeah. How do you become just absolutely wishy-washy? Well, I may be, but I may not be. In any
right. Exactly.
I'm just a middle-of-the-road kind of guy. They announced today that their profits are up. Now, in light of all the credit crunching going on out there, the cooked books, nobody knows who to lend money to because nobody knows how exposed they are out there in the market. And I'm talking without any pants or underpants. That's how exposed they are.
Right.
But it's really strange. The question was asked. By the way, I was watching Bloomberg today instead of CNBC. They're in a habit lately of telling a little bit more of the truth, but not putting it in its proper context. But the question was, well, why are the profits up with them? Well, credit card purchases. People are whipping out that MasterCard to go out there and make purchases for the holidays.
Oh, God.
Now, these are our future customers.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
question was also asked, well, what about energy costs and fuel costs? Those don't they haven't seemed to really hit the market yet. One guy says, they've hit the market a little bit, but, you know, it looks like the subprime mortgage mess and all that, it looks like it's ironing itself out. There's still going to be a little bit of credit crunch into next year, but things are really rosy. Made me want to run out to my stockbroker and buy some stocks right now because it's headed back up where it was before. Well, let me just remind you something, folks, that everything was rosy in 1929. Do you realize back then our national debt was only, 20-some billion dollars?
I can't even do 20 bill. That's all.
I mean, we could send out a crew of people across this country just panhandling for a year and collect $20 billion.
Right.
But back then, the national debt was $20 billion. We were coming out of the agrarian society. We were building the great industrial complex. We were doing the labor force was there. Everything was there. Then all of a sudden, the bankers up and decided one day, well, we got to take the money out of circulation. Hence, you had a depression, not a recession, a depression for 11 years. Having said all that, I'm watching this, and the thought that kept ringing through my head was, oh, there's more customers for us next year because the inflation is going to continue to eat away. And again, Bloomberg, much to their credit today, but you had to sift through all the garbage to get to the real gems. They did say that inflation is a major concern. Now, they didn't throw out any numbers here, but they did say that inflation is a concern.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is a concern.
Yeah.
It's running over 11% right now. And when the chickens come home to roost, and that's when the oil prices really start to dig into this economy, there's going to be more and more people next year going, well, wait a minute here. Should I heat or should I eat? Should I put gas in my car or should I eat this week? So what I'm saying here is the available money that people are going to have next year is going to be a heck of a lot less than what they've got this year. That's why I'm saying, James, there's our next.
I think, with Christmas, everything that's going on before Christmas, and everybody's going to get triggered as soon as they start hearing the music in December, and they're going to start spending, and what the credit card companies are going to do is they're going to raise the what I think they're going to do is probably raise the limits on people a little bit or do some kind of thing so that they can, make you use your credit cards more and put you more into debt. But I think this situation coming in December, with the current economic status, is going to be a very different holidays, very different.
Well, and people that aren't already maxed out on their credit cards, and of course they're not going to get any extensions. The limits on their cards aren't going to be raised. And if this follows suit, like it did the first and second time, the last time I think was in 87 and we had some burps in 94, but we all remember that dark Tuesday back in 87. What they did was after the crisis was over, they started raising the rates again, of which I think it's going to happen this year, but not until after Christmas, maybe into January, maybe even into February. but they're going to start jacking the rates back up.
Yeah.
All right. So, folks, if you can, if that's of any good to you whatsoever, I'll run out and buy something right now while the rates are still lower. Well, that's if they'll loan you the money. Okay. Remember, they don't know what to loan off of those cookbooks. We'll take the break. I'll find out what Bernanke did during this break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
By the way, Steve Allen died in a car accident in 2000.
Newsflash.
Newsflash.
Right.
Now here's the other newsflash, Mr. Herzog. That's the show host that follows us here on the network. And he sent an email over here, but I was already reading the story off of urbansurvival.com, so I'll give you credit, Michael, for the 2000 accident thing, but not this. About as surprising as the sun coming up, the Fed lowered rates a quarter point today. Here's the official statement. For immediate release, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to lower its target for the federal funds rate 25 basis points to 4.5%. Economic growth was solid in the third quarter, and strains in financial markets have eased somewhat on balance. However, the pace of economic expansion will likely slow in the near term, partly reflecting this intensification of the housing correction. What a nice way to put that. Today's action, combined with the policy action taken in September, should help forestall some of the adverse effects on the broader economy that might otherwise arise from the disruptions in financial markets to promote moderate growth over time. Reading on core inflation, this is where they really start to lie. Readings on core inflation.
This is where all the maybes are and all the gray kind of ambiguous language.
Yeah, it may or it may not. But according to them, readings on core inflations have improved modestly this year, but recent increases in energy and commodity prices, among other factors, may put renewed upward pressure on inflation. No, it's already running at 11.4%. In this context, the committee judges that some inflation risks remain, and it will continue to monitor inflation developments carefully. Well, evidently, they don't get their news from the same place I get my news from. Here's the Fed chairman saying that, there's recent increases in energy and commodity prices, and that's going to put renewed upward pressure on inflation. It's already skyrocketing. What are they going to do? Light the booster Saturn rocket under this thing? I mean, it's bad, folks. But at any rate, for the sake of this story and there, you know, when Alan Greenspan would speak, people would listen. Well, when Ben speaks, people are laughing. The committee judges that after this action, the upside risk to inflation roughly balanced the downside risk to growth. The committee, if I can get through this without laughing, the committee will continue to assess the effects of financial and other developments on economic prospects and will act as needed to foster price stability and sustainable economic growth. Voting for the FOMC monetary policy action were Ben Espernacki, Ben Espernacki, Chairman, Timothy F. Geithner, Vice Chairman, Charles L. Evans, Donald L. Cohn, Randall Kosner, Frederick Mishkin, William Poole, Rosengren, and Warsh. It is W-A-R-S-H, Warsh. It's not what you do on Saturday mornings, folks. Not your Warsh. It's Kevin M. Warsh. And in related action, the Board of Governors unanimously approved a 25 basis point decrease in the discount rate to 5%. In taking this action, the Board approved the request submitted by the Boards of Directors of the Federal Reserve Banks of New York, Richmond, Atlanta, Chicago, St. Louis, and San Francisco, where I left my heart and my wallet. My expectation, and this is what Urban Survival says, this means more dollar pumping with lower rates. So with the printing presses cranked up, I'm expecting $100 barrel oil, $900 gold, and $15 to $18 for silver in the very near future. But, hey, it's all good.
Where are we at at oil? What's the barrel?
It hit a peak today of 94.
94 and gold?
Gold, I'll have to check that. I think it was at 787 something. I'll have to look it up. But he finishes off by saying, but hey, it's all good until Wall Street figures it out. Now,
of course,
Bloomberg did say today, we see gold going to 1,000. Now, these are the Wall Street cheerleader boys going, the market in gold has been pretty strong. It's been pretty bullish here. And, yeah, we look for gold to go up to $1,000. $1,000. Take that and times it by two.
Uh-huh.
Because when the chickens come home to roost on this one, I got to quit saying that. I hate that saying, but it's stuck in my head, so therefore I'm repeating it. But what's going to happen here, the Fed is probably going to do another quarter point. There was a lot of speculation whether the Fed was going to cut again. I bet they cut another quarter point before the end of the year, probably mid-December, and then watch for those rates to start jacking up. And that's when Ben Bernanke and the boys in Wall Street will figure out that, wait a minute, inflation is kind of getting out of control. It's going to be going so far, so fast, they're going to need binoculars to see the tail end of this thing as it runs off into the sunset. But,
Everybody prepare themselves.
I'm telling you. Look, folks, if you understand the banking system, then all of what we're saying, you know to be true.
Mm-hmm. And it's not really a system. It's a system that sucks, that doesn't work, that's obsolete, and it's not going to continue to work.
Well, but no, they have grand plans of it working again, because when the system comes down, ta-da, we're going to roll out a brand new model. Here's the brand new model. We'll give you the 2008 or 2010 model. When this system goes down, It's the funny money people. They're well entrenched globally. They have all their banks. They have all the stage arranged and set. You know, the prop master has done his job quite well. And, we'll just change the currencies. That's all we have to do. Everything else is in place.
Has anybody actually seen or held the Ameros yet?
We have a person out in Phoenix, Arizona, that works at a bank that caught a glimpse of a pallet of this stuff sitting in their vault. And we have had word that money is in the vaults. It's been printed. It's sitting there, and it's quietly waiting. The North American Union deal that they're covertly pushing, when asked in public about the North American Union, what North American Union? We don't know anything about that.
Right.
That is supposed to be in place by 2010. All the deals are supposed to be done. The SPP had to be done and gotten out of the way so they could fold down the borders, allow all the heretofore illegal people that would just kind of migrate into your country and take your jobs, and after they pick the, like a vulture, after they pick the bones clean, they can move on to greener pastures.
Right.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership deal, that was a necessary step, as was NAFTA, GATT, and the General Trade Agreement. CAFTA is a Central American Free Trade Agreement, and NAFTA, North America Free Trade Agreement. They had to put the security and prosperity thing in there because that's what hooks in Canada, United States, Central and South America. Mm-hmm. So the next rollout will be the North American Union. And when that happens, people are just going to be all befuddled and aside. They're going to be beside themselves. And, well, why didn't we hear about this? Well,
right.
You folks out there that listen to this program, why haven't you been telling your friends? Forget that. Tell your enemies. They'll soon become your friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I was interesting when we spoke to Brad earlier. I don't know if you know this, but he used to work on the other side as a collector and knows the game inside out. And I'd spoken with him before and how he expressed himself to people on the other end of the phone and how he was most successful, his techniques. And it really just goes to show that people have no idea what's going on and they're very scared. And this guy, it was good to see a guy like this that was on the other side decide, wait a minute, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to turn it all around, and I'm going to start working for the good guys. And he's done a great job of that.
Well, and what did he say? I think we were 2 minutes into this conversation, and he made the statement, he said, I like you already. And he says, I'm nobody. And I said, congratulations, meet another Mr. Nobody. I'm just doing this. And he said the reason why he flipped sides is because he wanted to sleep at night, and he was worried about his children.
That's right. That's right. And I talked to him a little bit about that when I first connected with him. And I'm like, okay, so if he can do it, that means others may follow as well.
That's right.
That we don't even know about, who may even be huge names or something else, which I think is going to happen in short order within the next couple of months. I am going to see, and you will see as well, people that are going to quickly be coming over to our corner.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. You know, you mentioned earlier at the top of the program today about Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see more and more people talking about Ron Paul because all of a sudden he's going to be a viable candidate. Whereas before, people were told to either ignore him or, Ron Paul, he doesn't have a chance. He's another Ross Perot. Forget about that guy. The more that people see his support. And again, it goes back to the kind of like the, and I hate to say this, kind of back to the groupthink mentality, kind of double plus good thinking here, that, you know, if you see something that's really, really good and nobody else sees it and you're the only one that sees it, if you declare it good and you see it of use and value to you, is it necessary to have everybody else around you in your entire sphere of influence or people that touch your lives every day? I mean, do they have to stand there and pat you on the back and say, yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, you're right. We agree with you. This is what's starting to happen. Individually, people are starting to make up their minds about Ron Paul because they see the core issues affecting this country right now.
He is turning into a rock star, that guy, because all the young people that I know, they're in the business and all over the place. They really, really like this guy because he's so different in terms of how he presents himself.
Try honest. What's the impression?
Completely.
Here comes a guy who doesn't have a good line. He's 72 years old. He's not.
Delivered 4,000 babies. He's seen it all.
Yeah, and as Jay Leno said last night, the guy's a gynecologist. You know, he's running for president. And he made some joke about Bill Clinton versus, you know, I don't want anyone to go there. But at any rate, but this is what's appealing. Now, a 72-year-old guy appealing to college-age students. And college students, if you remember back in the day, you know, when you were in college, I never went to college. I spared myself that torture.
I went in, and then I decided they're lying to me. Something, they're not telling me the full information. Boy, was I right.
How little you knew or how much you didn't know, and you come to find out that you weren't being told. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, a guy that appears here on the stage, nobody knew about him. He's from Texas, 72 years old, and college kids are going, you know what? You know, all you got to do is tell a kid, hey, look, you're in college, you know, you're coming up in the world. Do you want to be a slave or do you want to be a free man? Well, what do you think they're going to say?
Exactly.
And one of the main hooks for Ron Paul with the college kids is Homeland Security, all this draconian liberty robbing stuff that they're passing. This is appealing directly to the college age students because. I mean, these are people that are just getting over their worst case of zits. You know, they're the adults in training. They're now starting to get the whiff of what life is and how much fun it can be outside of the frat parties or whatever. That, you know, life is pretty doggone good, but I need somebody there looking out after my interests, and this is the guy that's going to do it.
Yeah, I know, because the younger generation is looking at it, oh, my God, this is the state of affairs, and we have to clean this up from the people before us. They screwed all this up. So they want dramatic shifts from people that I've spoken to out here. They really are the grassroots nature of it. They've really passed along his message to loads of people. It's really good to see.
Well, and how's the Jewish liberals out there reacting to Ron Paul? You got any feedback on it?
Real quiet. I have not heard anybody really. Nobody. It's kind of strange. Nobody, when they go to criticize them out here, they, there's not much weight to what they're saying.
You mean
they're if they say they're an American, you know what I mean? American means that, you know, there's a constitution, and that really isn't discussed much at all. And then when this guy comes out and says that, as far as criticism, it doesn't hold much weight from just public people saying, well, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not going to do anything, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
The least I hear is like, oh, well, he doesn't know about that war and da-da-da-da-da, and we should stay there and see it through. And I said, well, yeah, that's the only little weak thing that I see with people that have a problem with him. It's about that. But everything else, they don't really say anything.
Well, when the story comes out, I read this yesterday. 73,000 Americans have died since Gulf War I in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And we got those figures directly off of government websites.
Mm-hmm. So I said before, and for people that are serving now or maybe hearing this, I got a call one time from a woman. Her husband was in the Gulf or wherever he was fighting for us, and the credit card companies were coming after him with him for the vengeance. And his wife was pregnant. He was out of the country and they had no problem coming after this guy at 30%. And I heard the whole story and I was like, whoa, did you tell those people that your husband is out serving right now? And the credit card companies had no deal for this guy. They didn't care. Mm-hmm. They didn't care at all. None, nothing, zero. And part of that, when that happened a long time ago, it was that was the switch in my mind because they really just don't care who you are or what you're doing or what you've done, period, ever. And they don't care if you've been on time. They don't care how much you've paid. They don't care how much money you've made them. The track record previous before to what's happening now, they really do not care, ever.
No.
And when that particular event happened a while back, then that for me, that was a permanent switchover that I will never, ever, ever be on the side of credit card companies or anything they're doing ever again.
Well, and I think, you know, years ago, and I think I might have told this story on the air. Maybe I have not, but I used to work for a car broker up in Michigan, and I still remember the guy's name. His name is Gary Lupoloff, And Gary was a funny guy. He was a Jewish fellow. And one day he looked at me and he says, you know the problem with you guys? And I says, and I didn't make him qualify what guys. And I'm sure he was speaking of non-Jewish people. He says, you people just don't understand the concept of money. If you did, you'd be much better off. You know, and one day, the next, as a matter of fact, it was the very next day, his wife had a Beamer out that he was bringing back in to sell off. And he wanted to switch the plates off. So he said, you change the plates. And he says, I'll go dig the gummy bears out of the seatbelt retractors in the car here. And I'm trying to put the screws in the holes on the trunk lid to get to mount the plate. And it keeps moving around. And I look up over the deck, and I see his butt up in the air. And he's got his arm all the way up to his elbow trying to dig in between the center console and the driver's seat. And I yelled at him. One of the doors is open. I says, what are you doing? He says, there's change down here, and I can't get at it. And I start rolling on the ground. He got out of the car and looked at me. He says, what's so damn funny? I said, show a Jew money that he can't get to? I said, don't you think that's funny? He looked at me and he just threw his head back and he started laughing because he remembered the previous day conversation. But see, these are the people that understand the money concept, that understand that this is a train wreck. You know, this is the train that left the stations, reached the peak of the hill. It's on the downward slide. It missed the curve and it's laying on its side right now. These people, and especially the Jewish liberals out there in Hollywood, are starting to understand economically what the heck's going on.
Exactly.
So once we get these people in our camp, hey, maybe we can get them to even cheer for an honest banking system so they can continue doing business. All of us can continue to do business many years into the future.
Absolutely.
Boy, what a thought that is, huh?
It's a good thought.
Yeah, it is. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Let's go to a phone call here quickly. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Oh, hey, Don.
How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to say that, yeah, I will give something on November the 5th.
Okay.
And
good man.
Your bumper stickers. I mean, you need, you know, I mean, I didn't like the old yellow and black ones.
Oh, yeah, they sucked.
But the new ones, too, you know, you need to get RBN bigger letters.
Well, we did make a change on the updated version of the old ugly black and yellow or gold ones.
At least you could read it then, though, but you know, I mean, it just wasn't, you know.
But you can now, though, because we changed the red lettering to black lettering on the bottom of the bumper sticker now. Now it is plainly visible.
Huh. I got Ron Paul on both rear windows and on one on the back and an RBN sticker, but I'll tell you what, I can't see it. You know, I mean, it needs to be bigger.
Well, it would cease to be a bumper sticker, and then it would be a small billboard.
That'll take.
Do you live in an area of country where people have eye problems? Is this a big deal out there?
Yeah, I lost my glasses this morning, actually.
No, actually, we did make some changes on that because people told us that, well, it's a great bumper sticker, it's really good, but we have problems reading republicbroadcasting.org. Uh-huh. So we did change that. So, hey, just call us up. We'll send you out some more bumper stickers.
Okay, maybe you can send out some stencil-type things. We can put them up on billboards. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks, Don. Appreciate your call. All right. Yeah, by the way, your cards are done.
Great. You've sent them? Yeah.
No, I need an actual physical address. All I got for you is a phone number.
I'll send you an email. I'll send you an address. I'm here for it.
I don't know where you live in case I got to come and get you.
Right.
Anyhow.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. Yeah. Don't give me your neighbor's address. You know, that ain't going to
happen. Right.
Yeah, those are done. And did we hear back anything from our friends, by the way?
No, but that doesn't – I'm not too concerned. I know they're probably getting ready for a big meeting we're going to have.
Okay.
I mean, between that and me dealing with all the issues with people that I've spoken to already, I want to assure everybody this is great news. It's not good news. It's great news what's about to happen. And hopefully this week we'll be able to put on Brad. And for those of you that I know are suffering out there, it's just like John said, just get ready to take a nice...
Big sigh of relief.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You deserve it.
Yeah.
So, and then all of you can start thinking about manifesting wealth. Think about wealth now. A whole new concept that we'll get into this whole thing in the future here.
Yeah, rather than you being broke.
Yes. We'll go to where you're supposed to be.
Ah.
Heading towards wealth in your thinking all the time.
There you go.
So we will definitely get into that as well. So everybody is going to be notified via email about this announcement, as well as probably notifying you of when we'll have Brad on, as well as some of the his current customers as well, who have nothing but great things to say about their experience thus far as well.
And we're on target here. I've said that I want 100 radio outlets in the next year. But this show will be kicked off, and I was asked, what time frame are you talking about with putting up cash flow nationally? I said 30 days. So people responsible for writing the checks, get your pen out, get ready to write, because we're going national, baby. We're going to start telling everybody out there the bad news, but also the good news.
Absolutely.
All right. James, I will see you tomorrow, sir.
All right, everybody, have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you tomorrow, folks.